Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
This is Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous, In Depth.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. It's Ashley, and I am the solo host today with my guest, Kaylin Miller-Keys. Welcome. Thanks for being here always. You're such a good constant in our lives.
Well, thanks for having me again.
Well, we haven't talked to you since you and Dean got engaged. I know that you've given specifics of the engagement on Dean and Jared's podcast, Help I Suck at Dating, which is too ironic that the two of them are now in very committed relationships, but they still suck at dating. And let me tell you, Jared does suck at dating because we barely go on dates. And he's, I don't remember the last time he did anything romantic for me. Now I'm gonna, this is how I'm starting it off. He used to be so romantic, and that's how, like, I guess life goes. But how has Dean been romantically since you guys got together to now? Has there been any shifts? Has he been romantic?
Yeah, I think he's more romantic than me, which I wasn't expecting, but sorry, if you can hear that, that's his motorcycle. He's taking off. So start of the relationship, I feel like I was like more, not more into it, but like more romantic, I guess is just the best way to put it. And then slowly he became more open and more vulnerable with his feelings and everything. And now he's suddenly the more romantic one.
Oh, that's so cute. What was the last romantic thing he did besides propose to you? Because we'll get into that very soon.
The last romantic thing. Well, at Thanksgiving, we did like, what are you thankful for? And then he just said this sweet thing about how he is excited to marry me and spend the rest of my life, spend of the rest of his life with me. So that was sweet. I don't know, like romantic gesture-wise, what he's done though.
See, Jared says romantic thing. He says like kind, loving things like that all the time. He's really good with words of affirmation. But like, I'm like, when was the last time you just did something because, you know, just surprise me with flowers? I don't know.
I know. Like, Dean does not understand flowers, and I think he's gotten me flowers once in 3.5 years. I'm like, come on, they're so nice.
What would be your ideal like romantic gesture gift from him?
Actually, he just bought me this 5-foot-tall gnome, which I'm like obsessed with holiday gnomes. So I'm looking at it right now. He does little things like that where he'll surprise me with gifts, but I don't think he likes flowers. Like, flowers would be nice to come home to every once in a while.
I get how guys think about flowers though. You know, they think they die and, you know, what's the point? I think the gnome is actually way more romantic because it's very
So cute.
personal, a 5-foot gnome. I just let the if that's romantic, then my gesture was romantic as well. We were at Home Depot looking for fake Christmas trees, and Jared saw a 9-foot Grinch, a blow-up one, and he has this thing where he loves cheesy holiday decor for outside. It's like that's what his dad was into, like plastic things and blow up things. And I'm like, this is so embarrassing. No, but this was so like I was so like irreverent that I was just like, okay, yeah, I see you eyeballing that. Get it, satisfy your Christmas elf self and do it.
Oh,
So
that's sweet.
I'm sure it'll be blown up in the front yard later this week.
That's
I'll get a good
hilarious.
laugh out of it. That's awesome.
Right.
Anyway, we could talk more about this later when we're talking about holiday traditions, because we're going to do a little bonus podcast about our holiday traditions and favorite things. So right now I want to dig a little bit deeper and of course into the engagement. So my thought is that you guys, this like wasn't a surprise to you at all. Am I wrong?
It was. I always thought he was proposing in Kauai, and then he lost the engagement ring. So then I was like, I guess he's not proposing. But I knew he was going to propose by the end of the year, but losing the ring really threw me off.
So you thought he was gonna wait until he found the ring or got a new one?
Yeah, I thought he would wait until he found it.
But like you guys knew that you were gonna get engaged, and like you knew there was gonna be a proposal because you even went and picked out your ring.
Yeah. I mean, it's been sitting in our drawer for like 4 or 5 months.
And
So
you've
I knew
known
it was
this.
Yeah.
Did you look at it in the drawer?
Yeah, I have like photos of it on my hand. I would try it on all the time. And it's obviously now been lost.
Now, for those who are wondering, what is this about a lost ring? Well, Dean actually lost the engagement ring that he was in the first place resistant to get for Caitlin because he didn't want to spend money on a ring. You know, Dean, a little hippy dippy, kind of thought that it was superficial and not worth it, you know? But you really wanted the ring that you wanted, and he ended up, I don't want to say caving, but seeing your side.
Seeing my side. We had so many conversations about it. He like doesn't understand, and now like in the wedding plan aspect, he just doesn't understand how things can cost so much. So he's like, how could a ring cost so much? And now that we're wedding planning, he's like, how could a wedding cost so much? So it's just about like easing him into things and like starting small and then getting a little bigger.
Was there anything about you guys splitting the cost of the ring?
I just wanted to buy it because I knew he like didn't want to buy it. And I was like, there's a ring that I want. And I am the breadwinner in the relationship. So why shouldn't I? And I'm wearing the ring every day of my life. So I was like, I don't think it's right that you should pay for it. And then we came to the compromise that I would buy him a truck and he would buy me an engagement ring.
Oh, that's sweet. Were they on par price-wise?
Yeah. Well, I put down a down payment.
Okay.
And so then, yeah, he's paying off the rest.
Okay, that's so nice. So the ring you had been eyeing for a while, when did you actually say, like, okay, let's get it?
He came home one day. Yeah, I found the ring and then it was purchased by a jeweler and they were like, all right, you just have to pay for it. So I sent him the link to pay for it. And then he's like, no, I want to buy it from somewhere else. I still to this day have no idea where he got it from. So then the jeweler had to return it back to where they purchased it from and he bought it. And then we were on a trip. I think his friend took him to the airport and his friend was like holding on to it for like 3 weeks or something.
Did he have it when he climbed Mount Everest?
No.
Okay.
No, because it was here.
Because you're like, I tried it on during that trip.
Yep. I actually flew it to New York because I was going to have my jeweler make it into a ring. And I'm standing in front of the door. And Dean's like, no, my meeting's at 9 a.m. It's 8:59. And I was like, all right, I'm about to drop it off. And he's like, no, take it back. Like, I want to make it. So like, it was literally about to be, it's still just a loose stone, wherever it is. It was about to be made into a ring. And then.
Oh, wait, how did you put a loose stone on your finger?
I would just like rest it. You know?
Okay, so you found the stone that you really liked, and then the jeweler was going to put the stone on a setting, but he was insisted on one particular jeweler. Was he going to get a little bargain?
No, I don't know who it was. I don't think he was going to get any sort of discount. Also, like, we had been talking about this for months. I was like, I'm going to New York. I'm going to drop the ring off. We had been talking about this so much. And then once I'm there, I like flew it safely to New York with me. I was stressed about it the whole time. He's like, never mind. I want to make it. I'm like, how do you just, we've been talking about this for so long, but that's kind of on par for him.
So he wanted to have something to do with the design. Did you have the design laid out exactly how you wanted it? Of a setting?
I'm very particular. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But then I was excited about that. I was like, it's super sweet that you want to do it. And I think it's more romantic that way. And then I'll be surprised when I see it for the first
time. Right. So I get that. Like, that seems like I like that there's some sort of surprise component to the proposal. But then, he goes and he loses the ring. Why was it in a junk drawer in the kitchen? Just a loose stone. I'm told via my husband that it was a loose stone wrapped in a napkin in the kitchen junk drawer. Why wasn't this one at least in a little jewelry case, let alone like in a safe in something?
Well, that's why I'm confused where he bought it from, because that's how he purchased it. It was just wrapped in blue tissue paper, and still, as long as it's not in the garbage somewhere, it's still wrapped in loose tissue paper somewhere. But I guess he came home and it was just sitting on the counter. So I just put it in the drawer and it sat there for months. And then I was checking in on it periodically. I would like go to try it on. And then I kept hinting, like, if you're going to propose by the end of the year, this takes a while. You should probably go get it made into a ring. And he asked me to stop pressuring him to get it made into a ring. So I stopped asking and I would still check in on it periodically. I checked one day and it was gone. So I was like, okay, he took it to the jeweler. Turns out that is when it went missing. Because the next day he was going to go take it and he was then confused where it was. So,
Kaylin, I can't get over this. And now I'm even more mind boggled as to how this has all happened. Because my theory was that you didn't know it was in that drawer and you saw like paper or something in the drawer and you're trying to like clean up and then you just tossed it out. How did it actually just disappear?
It's so weird. And we spent hours and hours. We have a camera that points directly like in their kitchen, has a perfect view of it. We spent hours going through the footage and trying to figure out when he took it, because I wouldn't take it. It's not, I have nowhere to put it and nothing to do with it. If I did, I would put it right back. And we cannot find when he moved it. So I don't know.
I'm not even sure that ring, I guess like ring insurance is not even a thing because it wasn't a real ring yet. So you wouldn't have had it insured. So you just like just thousands of dollars down the toilet.
Yeah. And he's been spending all day today working on his motorcycle. I'm like, why aren't you searching for this ring? He is so nonchalant about it. I'm like, I don't think he cares that it's gone.
This is because he doesn't value money.
Yes, seriously.
This would frustrate me to no end. If I lose, like, let's just say a set of like $100 headphones, I'll go crazy. You know, like I will always scour my brain. Like right now, there's one thing in this house that, oh yes. Okay. So there is a baby camera. And when we moved, I thought that the baby camera was in one of the storage bins in the basement. So I was like, oh, no problem. When I need that, when his crib goes upstairs, I'll just go scour those bins. And now I can't find them at all. And I think about it almost daily. And it's like a $200 camera, let alone a gemstone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I am too. And that's how most people are, but yeah. Not Dean.
So how many, like, did you guys like get angry? Like, did you get like in a fight about this? Because I would have gotten, yeah, it would have been ragey. No,
I'm trying to be very cool about this. I tend to really stress and like, we can get in fights over my stress. And I've really tried to just be very calm throughout this whole situation. So far I have been, but I'm losing patience just because it's not even like, I'm happy with the ring that he got, his replacement ring, but I'm like, how do you lose that much money? I'm just confused.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the diaper stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, well, let's try to get past the fact that the stone is missing and get to the engagement. So you initially thought that if the ring were a thing, that the engagement, like the actual getting down on one knee, would be in Kauai, a part of Hawaii. Did you expect it to be when it was after a hike of the century, like literally one of a hike that people have died on, that experienced hikers have died on? There's apparently a very narrow pathway, between like the edge of the mountain and like the ocean, right?
Yeah.
So explain that whole day to me.
It ended up being a great day, but like leading up to it, it was miserable. I was miserable. And a week before I started Googling, like, what should I pack? What should I bring? What should I know? And that is when I started to freak out because people are like, this is not for novice hikers. And I have hiked, but I don't enjoy hiking. I'm not in hiking shape. It's just like a specific type of shape that you need to be in that I am not in. And I'm very clumsy. Like I feel like my center of gravity is off. So I'm always like tripping.
Oh my gosh. And there's like no railing?
Nothing. There's nothing. It's just like a drop off. And if you fall, you die.
Did you hug like the mountain the entire time? Just palms on the mountain during that section?
That's exactly how it was. I was like hugging the wall and skipping across. Yeah, it was terrible. And I was really mean to Dean right before he proposed. And I told him I would never hike with him again for the rest of our lives. I just kept asking him, I was like, how could you do this to me? And looking back on it, I'm like, I was so dramatic, but I really thought I couldn't do it and I could potentially die.
How, like, okay, so you were mad because once you got to that spot, the spot that he actually got down on one knee is like the end of the hike, right? And it's like the final destination that everybody loves to go and see. Mm-hmm. So you had finished half the hike because you got there and then you still had to go back. Were you mad at him because you really thought that you were in danger on it?
Yeah, we were still about 2 miles from the beach, I think, 2 or 3 miles.
Oh.
And so the whole time I was thinking, if I can't even do this now, like I then have to hike out tomorrow. How am I going to do this again? And so that's when I started to panic. I was like, maybe I can do this once, but I can't do it twice. That's where a lot of the anger came from.
Okay. So it's 22-mile hike, right? 11 miles to the beach and 11 miles back. Mm-hmm. And it's the same trail.
Same.
So yeah, you do have to do it exactly all over again.
Yes.
How, it's interesting that you say that you're not a hiker. You're not a fan of hiking because I feel like that's all Dean has you do on vacation.
I know. And all I want to do is like tan or shop or just like lounge around. And he, everywhere we go, we either have to be rock climbing or hiking.
Do you guys compromise on that?
Yeah. I feel like we hike maybe once every trip and then we do everything I want to do for the rest of the trip.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Okay. So he gets down on one knee by doing something really cool. Can you explain how he got it all on camera?
Yeah. So he set up his tripod and we always take, that's the only way we get photos together is if we set it up on our tripod and just have it auto shoot. So that wasn't like, I wasn't suspecting anything. And then he walks over and we're like taking photos and kissing and doing like how we normally take photos, very romantic. And then he was like, I saw this TikTok because he was filming on his phone too. And he was like, let's stand back to back and then we'll spin and face each other. So we did that 2 or 3 times. And then he pulled out the ring and got down on one knee.
He pulled out the ring?
Oh yeah, he got it's not a fake ring, it's a real ring, but he got, the day before we left, he went to a jeweler and then picked this one up.
Oh, that's so cute. So you do have something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Oh, yay. That's so cool.
And that's why I'm like, this is fine. Like, I don't care, but I just can't believe that that much money is lost.
I know. Oh, you'll get it. You'll find a way. I'm surprised that. Are there jewelers that have reached out and said that they'd like to do an exchange for you on social media for a new ring?
No, none.
Really? After all these stories?
Yeah.
I think that somebody would have dollar signs in their eyes.
Someone, please. But I think so. I'm just, I'm going to get a moissanite ring. And
what is that, the lab grown?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That just seems like such a great option these days.
I know. And I wish I knew that beforehand because I never would have bought Dean that truck because seriously, the moissanite ring I think is in the same carat that he got is about 2 or 3 grand.
Oh, really?
Which is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, and it looks the same.
Oh, there's going to be, I'm going to say that like engagements going forward, they're going to have to be like at least 50% those. I know that like it's not a totally new thing, but I've been hearing about it so much lately. And these rings are, they're gorgeous. They are diamonds. They're just not mine diamonds, which is great for, you know, the fact that a lot of diamonds, we don't know how they got on our fingers. You know what I mean?
Right, right. For sure. And I wish I would have known this before too, because everyone talks about how expensive wedding planning is and like weddings are in general. And now I spent that much money on a truck, which I could have put towards a wedding, but it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he loves his truck.
He does.
Yeah. You guys are going to change your last name when you do get married to Belle, which is Dean's mom's last name. How did you come up with that idea?
Dean came up with it, I think a year or two ago. We were with his family And or I think he mentioned it to me first, and then he brought it up to his brother. He was about to get married. His brother loved the idea, sent out their bells.
Aww.
His other brother got married this past summer, and they're also bells. So we're the last ones.
No way. That's so cool. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
That's a really sweet dedication to his mom. So you have obviously started wedding planning because you've been talking about how expensive it is. And it is. It is very, very expensive. It's crazy. And it's the little things, the little details that'll get you, like audio. If you like choose a wedding venue that's not an act like your traditional wedding venue, you'll need to pay for audio. You'll need to pay for lighting, all these things that you don't really think of. And those are like in the thousands. It's so crazy. So what are you guys planning? Like what kind of wedding? I can only imagine Dean getting married outside.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be outside in Aspen, which is he decided he wanted to get married in Aspen. We were going to elope in Italy, but then he decided we came to the decision together. We want all our friends there, but Aspen is like one of the most expensive places to have a wedding.
Mm-hmm, I've heard.
And yeah, I don't know. It's so stressful. And there was one point I started getting quotes because everyone talks about it, but there's no real transparency with it. They just say it's expensive and that's it. And so then I started getting hit with numbers and I got really overwhelmed. And then I decided I didn't want to get married anymore. But what do you do?
So wait, why not elope? Like you just said, when you got hit with numbers, you didn't want to elope. Why can't you do something like with a small amount of friends and elope? Like, I feel like an elopement can also be like a mini wedding.
Yeah. The problem is we're planning our engagement party right now. And that, I booked the venue. The max is 40 people. And already I'm like, we're going to hurt so many people's feelings just for the engagement party.
Yeah.
And that's because Dean has 80 friends that he needs to invite. Yeah. So I don't know. It's stressful.
He is a social butterfly. It is really hard. And somebody's feelings always get hurt when it comes to weddings, whether it's bridesmaid selection or just the invites.
Right.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean. So it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. You guys had like these rumors surrounding you that you had a wedding in Europe years ago or like some form of commitment ceremony. Is that true? Because now that the engagement has just been such a big thing, it feels like you guys really weren't married.
No, we never were. Dee just likes to say things and stir the pot. And that's all that was.
He got you along with it, too. You were all coy.
I know, because I never wanted to ruin his little thing. So I was always like, yeah, maybe.
You guys are really good actors. I was convinced. I was like, yeah, I think they're married. It's just not legal. It's like a committed thing, you know, like they're together for life. And there was like some shaman situation.
Ian would never do that. It's going to be hard to get him to show up to the wedding. He would never do like a commitment ceremony.
He wouldn't?
I don't think so. I could never see him doing that.
But I can't see him signing legal documents.
I know. But what's great is that he has two older brothers and an older sister. Everyone's married except for him. So like once he sees his older siblings doing things, mm-hmm. then he's like, okay, I could do it too.
All right. Well, before we let you go, we have got to talk about your new podcast. So you love crime. So you have a new podcast with iHeartRadio. It's called True Crime Reality, in which you interview reality stars about crimes that they've gone through. I was able to listen to the first episode like in person when Ben Higgins discussed his hilarious encounter with cocaine in Miami as a teenager. And it's all caught on like the show Cops, or is it Cops?
It's something like that.
And he has the most like non-Ben Higgins sign off. You have to listen just for the quotes that you can somehow find on the internet out there of Ben Higgins saying something that is so not Ben Higgins. But anyway, Kaylin, it's your podcast. Explain how it's handled and some of your special guests so far.
Yeah, so Ben Higgins was the very first guest, and it couldn't have been better because, like Ashley said, it was just such a non-Ben story. And so there are like some funny crime stories, but then there are also serious stories. We covered a murder, and this week we covered Graham Bunn came on, and we talked about the Vegas shooting. So yeah, it's like lighthearted sometimes and heavier other times. And I think this week was amazing. This is the first time Graham has ever talked about being in the Vegas shooting. He was on stage when it happened. He was like side stage. So he was on stage, but standing just to the side it all started. And he just like really went into detail, talked about how he escaped. And then he came back to try and find his friend, and really, really, really heartbreaking. And it's been interesting to just talk to so many different people. I also talked to Tara Newell from Dirty John, who, spoiler, murdered Dirty John. So there are just some crazy stories.
I did her podcast.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And I had just watched, the docuseries, Dirty John. Yes. And I was like a little starstruck by her. I was like, oh my God, this is the same girl with the voice, you know?
Right. It's so crazy.
Well, speaking of wedding planning, I have a great place to suggest for you, Kaylin, or anyone planning a wedding. It's Terranea. We love Terranea. Jared and I have stayed there before. It's a luxurious oceanfront destination located on 102 acres of Palos Verdes Peninsula, just south of Los Angeles. There is panoramic views of the Pacific Ocean and Catalina Island. You can actually see it. It's pretty amazing. They have spacious, comfortable accommodations, including over 300 guest rooms, 31 suites, ocean view rooms, 20 bungalows, 32 villas, and they also have an award-winning golf course, a full-service spa, and an amazing wedding and event space. So, hey, when it comes to wedding planning, put Terranea on your list, Kaylin. All right. Well, Kaylin, you are rocking that as host, and I want everybody to go check it out. It's True Crime Reality, and you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. Kaylin, thank you so much for joining us and giving us all those details.
Yes, thank you.
All right. We'll see you soon. I guess we'll sign off the way that we were supposed to sign off. Are you ready? Remember how we do it? Until next time, I've been Ashley.
I've been Kaylin.
See ya.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season two of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.